It all comes down to this.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Santa's making a list and checking it twice.
Give toys to everyone,
whether they're naughty or nice.
Christmas!
Sees you when you're sleeping.
And he knows when you're awake.
Watching to see if I'm naughty, are you?
Have you been naughty or nice this year?
I don't know. Personal opinion, very nice.
I've been naughty.
It's showtime!
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Naughty or nice? It's showtime. It's Morgan in the morning, spreading tidings of comfort and stuff in a truck.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD. You're listening to Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
International Tea Day. Make a good hot cup of tea right now. Check out the video I posted on the 94KX Facebook page, also on the Tom Morgan page. I was encouraged one day to do a video in-house early in the morning when no one is here except the one person that is running each one of our radio stations. So I just did it at about 5 of 6. It's posted up right now. I show you my tea bag collection. The lower right-hand desk drawer is packed with different kind of tea bags. In case you're wondering, Irish breakfast is always my favorite, not just because I'm an Irishman, but this time of the year, Christmas tea. Yummy. It's got a little bit of a spice to it, and I still have leftover pumpkin spice tea bags from fall and Thanksgiving time, so I've got quite the choice. I hoist my tea mug, and I clink to you on International Tea Day. Hey, thank you to all the people who have been giving Christmas cards in our Tidings of Comfort campaign for our seniors of Central PA. Senior centers right now, retirement communities, nursing homes, whatever you wish to call them, are packed with lonely people. We want to spread some love to the lonely, these people that won't get visitors or can't get visitors this holiday season. Some of them, sadly enough, will not even receive a single Christmas card. So last week on International Christmas Card Day, I decided to come up with this campaign called Tidings of Comfort. And you people have been great. Our studio Christmas tree here is loaded with Christmas cards underneath the tree. They will be distributed to great places like Nottingham Village, Riverwoods, Manor Care, a few more on the list. So keep the cards coming. You have until Friday to get us those cards. Just buy a box of cards, write something nice in each card, stuff the box, restuff the box, I guess, and drop them off here at the radio station, SBC Media, on top of Blue Hill, and we'll get those cards out next week. We're also helping to stuff those tractor trailers for the tornado victims of Kentucky. Find the trucks at Sunbury Motors. There's one at Kohl's Hardware in Sunbury, and there's one on the strip at Country Turf and Trail right next to Sunbury Kia there. Country Turf and Trail doing a great job there. Did I cover everything? I think I did. If not, there's more coming.
Morgan in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Flavor Flav was driving here from Las Vegas, and his car got hit by a boulder. For real. The rain shook a large rock loose. A rock rolled down a hill and onto Flavor Flav. It sounds like a nursery rhyme, but it's not. It's happened. Flav is said to be physically fine, but mentally shaken up. So exactly the same as he was before the...
WQKX. 94KX.
Did you watch The Voice last night? It wrapped up. Another season wrapped up. Oh my gosh, was it exciting.
One final time in season 21. Here we go. The winner of The Voice is... girl named Tom!
A girl named Tom was the winner! Kelly Clarkson's fourth win. Season 21 of The Voice wraps up with a girl named Tom. Kind of reminds me of myself because my dad was so traditional. He didn't care if it was a boy or a girl. It was going to be named Tom. Viral comedy on the way. IKEA has been messing with us, those funny, sarcastic Swedes. And what happens when your accent kind of messes with Alexa?
Well, where can I watch the Waltons ads? Here's what I found.
I can't watch the Waltons. Viral comedy, you can't miss it.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Listen to this if you're a big fan of IKEA, like my ex-wife. You like to build your own furniture in a tiny little box? No. Anyway, it turns out the names of some of their furniture is actually a play on some of their locations in Sweden.
When people hear the name Bollmen, few think about this beautiful lake in Småland, Sweden.
What?
Instead, most people think about this. A toilet brush.
A toilet brush?
If you search for Ektorp, all you get is pictures of sofas. On hashtag Järfjället, there is just a bunch of gaming chairs. IKEA has borrowed hundreds of names from our beautiful country and used them on everything from shelves to trash cans. Trash cans.
Great video. Google it later. And you know what? The meatballs are still just meatballs. And viral comedy number two, a woman who can't get her Alexa to work because of her accent.
Alexa, CW Network, please.
CW.
I couldn't find CW Network.
Well, where can I watch the Waltons at?
Come on, the Waltons.
Here's what I found.
No, that's cartoons.
Cartoons.
That's SpongeBob. I don't want cartoons.
I don't know why I think that video is so funny, and to my buddy Chris working over at Masonite. Bud, I was just kidding.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You see, he's from Tennessee, and well, it's a long story.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
The Chia Pet. Nobody's talking about it this Christmas, but there's a baby Yoda Chia Pet. Details on the way.
As you know.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Speaking of that phone line being open, you want in on the 17th annual Dirk Soika Slam Dunk at Bucknell with a basketball action Saturday? Now would be a good time to use that Ford Fun Line.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
326-94KX.
We will grab a random caller, and it could be you on the way to Bucknell.
WQKX. We have another winner.
Oh. 94KX. Ho, ho, ho. Who's this?
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Where are you from?
Milton.
All right, Brenda. You want to grab the kids and head to Bucknell Saturday for doubleheader action with Bucknell?
I sure do.
Oh, it's a great cause, too. The 17th annual Dirk Soika Slam Dunk for SunCom right here in Norrie. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be an orange out, too. So everybody will be wearing their orange T-shirts. And you've got a family four-pack of tickets, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Ah, the Chia Pet is back just in time for Christmas gift giving.
Chia.
How about mashing up Ferris Bueller's Day Off? The Chia jingle. And a little Star Wars noise there. Speaking of Star Wars, yes, Star Wars fans.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's a baby Yoda Chia Pet. A baby Yoda Chia Pet available for Christmas gift giving. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to the As Seen on TV section of Boss Gobs today, and I'm going to get myself a baby Yoda Chia Pet. Why? Because I always gift my brother. Take that.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Speaking of Lewisburg, we continue to discover downtown Lewisburg with your chance to win instantly coming up and win even bigger.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
All season long, we're discovering downtown Lewisburg. Santa Claus dropped a big sack of gift cards off here. We're giving them away one day at a time, all worth $50. That's a beautiful thing. And you win instantly as well as qualify for the $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg. That sounds like fun.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
I've got a $50 gift card to the Mercantile. Give us a call. Good luck.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Oh, yeah. Still some late night TV. A doubleheader, Fallon and Seth talking about the Postal Service, the UPS, and Apple.
We have another winner.
Oh. 94KX. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's there? Who's this?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, where are you calling from today, bud?
I am calling from Northumberland.
All right, you like to shop downtown Lewisburg?
Well, my wife sure does.
I did a little shopping there yesterday, spending more money. We love downtown Lewisburg. For you and your wife, Bob, for both of you, a $50 gift card from the Mercantile.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got some great Christmas stuff in there. Check it out. And you're qualified for the $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg. We'll give that away on Friday morning, all right?
That sounds great.
You still got people on your list?
Absolutely.
Then you get shopping, Bob, and take care of everybody on your list in downtown Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Despite supply chain issues, UPS and Postal Service have improved their on-time deliveries compared to last year's holiday season. They now deliver that little slip that says, sorry, we missed you, right on time.
According to the latest numbers, Apple is set to become the world's first company with a market value of more than $3 trillion, and almost $2 trillion of that comes from chargers left in hotel rooms.
Love me some Charlie Brown music when it's Christmas time.
Yeah, I like to dance like that little kid. It's always in the back.
Yeah, you got to put your hands up in the air. And
right, yeah.
Or is it the one with the low arms, right?
Well, left, that one I think is funnier, yeah.
Which one do you choose?
I like the one with the low arms.
Okay, yeah. I'll do the other one and we'll do a TikTok.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I'll throw out a
hip. This is what you want to see. That's right. This is what you want to see. Tom and Lynn Hall throwing out a hip for social media.
Live.
They did it for SBC Media Partners. They went down in a ball of flames.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Hoorah!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful.
Thank
you. Make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Celebs, we got a mishmash of TV and music.
Okay,
are you
well,
ready?
At least there's some today.
Yeah, yesterday was slow.
Slow.
We say happy birthday to Camilla Luddington. The British Doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, so that is a British name.
Dr. Jo Wilson.
Hello.
On Grey's.
Okay, happy birthday.
Also, we say happy birthday to Nick Beggs, 60 years old Nick Beggs. He was the musician behind Kaja Gugu.
Really? Okay.
The
all
guy
right.
with one name, Lamar.
One name.
All he knew how to do is sing.
Sing.
But Nick did everything
Nick
else
did
back
all,
in the
okay.
80s.
Nick did all of the other stuff.
Too shy, shy, hush, hush, hush eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
Yes. Here's someone you might not recognize, but I love him. Paul Simeon, the bass player for The Clash.
Oh, all right.
66 years old.
Okay.
And if you look at your front cover of London Calling from 1979,
right.
he's the dude smashing the guitar in the front.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Should we play the Miami Vice theme? No. No. Don no. Johnson, 72 today.
I did
today.
See that. That is his birthday today, yeah.
Sonny
yeah.
Crockett.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody, but I used to dress like Sonny Crockett back then.
So
you,
did I.
You probably no. remember it. You did not.
No. No, but I watched the show religiously.
I know.
I loved that show.
And I don't want to admit that either, but I did.
So did I.
It was back in the day. And finally, another name you won't recognize, Cindy Birdsong, whose husband Doug does Bucknell basketball.
No, I was going to say, okay.
That's not true.
Is that his daughter?
I can't say stuff like that at all.
No.
It's all getting trouble.
We love you, Doug.
Yeah. Cindy Birdsong is 82 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
And she is one of the Supremes.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Didn't we have another Supreme the other day?
A Supreme birthday.
A Supreme birthday.
A Supremely birthday.
They're all over the place. Next is Diana Ross's birthday.
I certainly hope so. Anyway, we'll play some of her music, okay?
Okay.
Those are the celebrities. Now we do.
Now we get to birthday buddies here.
Yeah, they're the yes. locals. Happy yes. birthday to Brooke Wagner. She's from Beaver Springs, 35 years old.
Happy birthday, Christy Chamberlain from Lewisburg, 55 today.
Curtis Lee, Mifflinburg, 42.
Helen Banza is 41.
Happy birthday to this name, Holly, at December. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that great? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Holly Griffith is 46.
Jackie Semerod from Shemokin, 62 today.
Happy birthday to Kayla Evans, 34.
Kristen Hogan from Sunbury, 54.
Leslie Shadle from Lavelle is 34.
Lisa Rowe from Liverpool, 55 today.
Happy birthday, Melissa Klein from Lewisburg, 48.
Also, happy birthday to Nicole Baker from Sealands Grove. Nicole's 39.
And a big happy birthday to Shane Howbrick from Lewistown. 26 years old today. Happy birthday to Shane. We had no activity on the Ford Fun Line, although look, it's blinking right now.
It is blinking right now. You're right.
Sorry, you...
a little too late.
You missed it right there. But
but you can use the phone.
Uh-huh. And you could use our Facebook Messenger, which I'm checking right now.
I see you doing that.
I thought there was one like at 2 o'clock in the morning, but
really?
It doesn't seem to be
that
there
That was
now.
The other morning.
Yeah, perhaps. I was half asleep. Who knows? And you could also use our text club or email the time. Each and every day at this time.
It is birthday buddies.
And it's only found here with Lynn Hall. So
yes.
You're responsible for this mess now. So
thank you so much.
I hope you accept the mission.
Thank you for that Christmas present. Thanks.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we've got some good news. And it is really cool good news. That person, that anonymous person who drops gold coins in the Sal Val buckets.
Right.
In the kettles.
Mm-hmm.
That person is back.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And the coins are starting to
isn't
be
Isn't that nice?
And the 911 operator who actually talked a woman through delivering her own baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it is good news coming up next.
With Morgan in the Morning.
So, the gold coin dropper at Sal Val Kettles is at it again.
There's a donor in Wasilla that likes to bless us abundantly. The first year I was here was actually the second year it happened, and I was excited because that's the first time in my 25 years plus of doing Christmas kettles that I've gotten a gold coin.
I know, but it's going on again, and it happens every year. The coin itself is worth like almost $2,000. That's good news for Sal Val. The good news is next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
You just never know what you're going to get in a typical workday if you're a 911 operator, a 911 operator, all right? A mom recently just got to meet the operator who helped deliver her baby.
I've never helped with a baby delivery over 911. That was my first one.
At least the 911 operator, she is an angel in this garden. She was wonderful. She treated me so kind.
I named her Elizabeth Elise Jala.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you so much. I would love, would you like to be Elizabeth Elise godmother?
Yes.
How about that? The baby is named after the 911 operator and her godmother. It happened in Philadelphia. A 911 operator talking a mom through childbirth. Someone's dropping gold coins at the Sal Val Kettles again.
There's a donor in Wasilla that likes to bless us abundantly. The first year I was here was actually the second year it happened, and I was excited because that's the first time in my 25 years plus of doing Christmas kettles that I've gotten a gold coin.
This time a grocery store in Alaska received a South African Krugergand. It's worth about $2,000. And how about the Here for Good campaign helping out locally? A young mom of two sons heard it from a friend.
She sent me like the picture through Facebook about it.
Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Congratulations to Carmen Rodriguez, a single mom of two. She'll be helped. She has an income, but a friend told her about Here for Good. That makes me feel good. Log on to hereforgoodcampaign.org and donate. We've already raised $99,000, and we still have a way to go before the Christmas holiday.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
A list of fan favorite iconic holiday film characters was released. Vote for your favorite. Now, one would think Buddy the Elf would be number one, okay? Or maybe Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. I am so proud of this moment. Ebenezer Scrooge in the 1984 version of A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge, played by George C. Scott, finished number one.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things?
which you have no need, no money. Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
Let me leave it alone, then. I could recite every line of Dickens' Christmas Carol, but I do it in a George C. Scott flavor.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Happy Wednesday. You're on your way to work with a tail wagging Wednesday. Jen from the Danville SPCA is in the house. He is amazing as looking as his picture was last night.
Yes, I brought Bentley with us today. He's our like lovely little snuggly old man. He's my favorite dog at the shelter right now, so I just had to bring him.
A snuggly old man, huh?
Very snuggly. He is a huge lap dog.
He's huge. I'd like to see him crawl onto our couch on your lap just for fun.
Oh, he will hop up on me and ask that I pick him up. You will probably see that today. He asked for hugs.
Okay, maybe we'll see that on video as well.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Tail Wagon Wednesday with Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove, Great Dane Trailers in Healysburg, and the Danville SPCA, Jen and Bentley.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Tail Wagon Wednesday with Jen from the SPCA. I am in love. Well, we all love Jen, but I am in love with Bentley already. He is adorable.
Bentley's the best. He's very easy to fall in love with. Every single person that I have him meet just falls in love with him, and yet he's still here at the shelter.
And he's been around for a few months. You said he is my favorite. Now, how does somebody like you pick a favorite when there's so many great animals at the SPCA?
Well, Bentley just, I have a soft spot for the seniors always, The old dogs, the old kitties. So Bentley is one of our oldest right now. He's in there with his little sister at the shelter too, Boing. They're the same age at 9.
Oh, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They both came in from our cruelty department. So We don't have too much history on them. But I do know that Bentley just loves everything. I did the test at my house last night. He is cat tested. He is dog tested. He is rabbit tested. And he does not care.
Okay.
The rabbits didn't care for him as much, but he didn't even like notice them. Didn't even care about them.
Now, you don't have any little kids at your house, but you say just his demeanor, he's probably great with kids. He's great here. He's up on the couch. He's looking for love and hugs.
I would say he would do great with kids. If anybody has any kids and are interested in him, bring him on down to an appointment. Bring your other pets down, and we can hopefully find the perfect match for him, which is super easy. He could literally just walk into anybody's house and fit right in. He's just so laid back.
Let's do that by Christmas. What do you think?
Hopefully for Bentley. I really, really hope that. He is such a good dog, and I hate to see him at the shelter each day.
I see the smile in your eyes just looking at him.
He's the best. He's such a huggy, snuggly dog, and he's just one of those dogs where you just can't say no when he asks to come up and sit on your lap, and you just have to scoop him right up, even though he's like 60 pounds.
I was going to say, he looks like he's about 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah.
9 years old, a pity mix maybe? He has that wide mouth, but that adorable face that almost looks like, I don't know, beagle or something. I'm bad at this. What do you think?
Well, we would call him a pity mix. Most of them are just all mixes anyway, but he has the sweet like gray face and mm-hmm. the brindle color too, that mm-hmm. The brindle like usually comes with pitties as well.
Okay,
so he has that pretty color.
All right, we're gonna roll the video and you'll get to see Bentley. Even though we posted a photo last night and it was liked by hundreds of you and shared by a lot of people too, so I have a good feeling about this, Jen. I'm thinking Bentley's gonna have a home by the end of the week.
I hope so very much.
We've been batting 1,000 so far. It's Tail Wagon Wednesday with the Danville SPCA and our great sponsors Wicked Dog Grill and Great Dane Trailers in Elysburg. People are listening right now. Maybe they saw the picture of Bentley last night. They're going to see a video shortly. How do they get to you to see this dog in person?
Just give the shelter a call at 570-275-0340 to set up an appointment.
And Jen, let's give Bentley some screen time. What do you think?
Absolutely. Hopefully we can find that perfect home for Christmas.
Me too. It's a Tail Wagon Wednesday.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
That's right. Still to come, late night TV. Jimmy Fallon talks about Facebook. Oops, I meant Meta. I guess we have to start calling it that now. Are you kidding me? Also, Tom's top list of the day is a good one for moms and dads. The top dangerous toys this Christmas.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
After announcing their name change, Facebook paid a bank in South Dakota $60 million for the rights to their new name, Meta. It's making me emotional because seeing a bank get $60 million is what Christmas is all about.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
You can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. The days of lawn darts as like a Christmas present are over, okay? But the true story is there are still dangerous toys out there for kids. And the number one dangerous toy you can get a kid for Christmas is a scooter. Yeah, like those Razor brand and all those really fast scooters. They've caused 190,000 injuries since 2016. Wow. And that's kid and adult injuries too, because you know you always have that Uncle Bob who comes over the house. Okay, number two on the list, balls. I just like saying balls on the radio. No, I like any kind of ball, a sports ball, a baseball, whatever. They cause injuries. 108,000 injuries. So footballs, baseballs, and all that, please be careful. Okay? Hot Wheels cars, those little miniature toys, and anything with small pieces, very dangerous to young children. And Frisbees come in fifth place.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday is upon us. We'd like you to take a break with BJ's.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We've got two $20 gift cards. Do with them what you want. It's time to win.
94.1 WQKX.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hello there.
Hello there. Who's this?
Dan Shirk.
Hi, Dan. Where you from, bud?
Beaver Springs.
All right. You caught up in the hustle and bustle of the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you just want to take a break once in a while and just say, I'm going to relax for the next hour or so, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, you might as well do that at BJ's. You've got two $20 gift cards. Keep them for yourself or give them away to your favorite foodie. What do you think?
That sounds great to me. A lot of good steak.
Absolutely. And maybe a beverage to go along with it.
Sure, I'm old enough.
You're old enough. So am I.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Our parting shot today was live on TV on TNT last night when Shaquille O'Neal appeared on the NBA basketball show wearing a wig. They finally had to address the elephant in the room.
Well, I know there's got to be a story behind this.
Yeah, he's a damn idiot.
You promise not to laugh?
I promise.
I was leaving my house the other day and a hawk attacked me.
You didn't get attacked by a hawk.
Stop it.
Look, I'm gonna show you. See? Look, I'm gonna show you. Zoom in.
So you put a wig on?
Bro, I can't be sitting up here with a band-aid on my head.
So oh, instead of a
yeah, that makes you look better
how
with a wig.
How did it really happen?
Okay, I was walking and I didn't see the exit sign. I scraped a chunk of meat out of my head.
That's an excellent look there, man.
No,
is it back?
X marks the spot.
It's bigger.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like stitches?
No, just scrape.
The definition of the show must go on.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.